Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Meseches Bava Basra has been sponsored in honor of Rav Shraga Feivel Siegfried.
We are now the Ezes Hashem up to the Gemara Daf Hayin Zayin, which is a continuation from the Gemara before and Daf Hayin Vav. Our Gemara discusses Mechira Shtaris. How does one sell a shtar? In the Gemara before and Daf Hayin Vav Min Aleph, our Gemara brings down the following machlikas as far as how to sell a shtar. Tanakhama says that as far as selling a shtar, all one needs is Mesira. Rabbi Nassan on the other hand argues. And Rabbi Nassan says as far as selling a shtar, it is not enough just to have Mesira, but rather one needs Ksiva u'Mesira. One needs to give over the shtar that one is selling, and one needs to write another shtar, Mechira, on the shtar that one is selling. Now as far as how to explain Pshat in the sheet of Tanakhama, one understands that all one needs is Mesira. We find three Mahalchim in the Rishainim. The Rashbam explains, this, the Tanakhama says, Oyisius, but Mesira is only the Mesira. Avo Meshicha, Eina, Ela, Bedaver, Shagufei, Mamin, Demikimah, Shachle, Zachabe. And the Rashbam goes on to say, Vahachi Nami Gabi Lotzal Pitu, Hisei, Tahani, Meshicha, Keshar, Metzaltlin. Avo Kdi Lugves, Achiv, Tzorich, Shim Sirenu, Malve, Liad, Halekeach. From the Rashbam, one sees that the Rashbam understands that according to the Shita of Tanakhama, this, the Tanakhama says, that in order to be Kainashtar, one needs Mesira. Is because Mashiach by itself is not enough. Since as far as Mashiach is concerned, Mashiach only works with Dover Shagufei Mamin. On the other hand, in order to be Gaiva the Chayv, one does not have a Gufei Mamin, and therefore one needs Mesira. Mesira works, even as far as something which is not Gufei Mamin. From the Rashbam, one sees that even though generally speaking by Mesira, as Tosfos brings down before in the Fayin Heim Beis Rashbam Shita is, one does not need a Mesira. From the Yad HaMoicher or Yad HaLekeach, but rather the fact that the Lekech is holding on to that object. The mitzvah HaMeicher is enough to be considered a Mechira. But as far as Mechira Shtoris is concerned, one needs Shem Sirenu Malve Liad HaLekech. One needs a Mesir Miad Liad. Without a Mesir Miad Liad, Oisius will not be Niknes B'Mesira. That is a Shita of the Rashbam. Tosfos on the other hand argues, and Tosfos explains this, that Tanakhama says one needs a Mesira. Tosfos explains, Im HaMesira De'Oisius Tzarech Meshicha. Without Meshicha, one will not be able to be Koine the Shtar, but rather one needs Meshicha and Mesira. As Tosfos goes on to explain, V'ha De'Masker B'Chomokha Mesira De'Oisius Avog Avdeboi Meshicha, is either because over here Meshicha by itself is not enough, but rather one needs a Mesira Miyad Liyad, or even if we are to say that one does not need a Mesira Miyad Liyad, but in order to be Koine the Shibud, one needs Da'as Acheres Makne. And even though, generally speaking, a Mashiach, one does not need Da'as Acheres Makne, but rather Mashiach works even B'davar Shal Hefker, which does not have a Da'as Acheres Makne, but in order to be Koine the Shibud, one needs Da'as Acheres Makne. And for that reason, it says that one needs Mesira. Tosfos says that one cannot explain this, that it says that Oisius HaNiknes and Mesira is referring to Mesira Chudei without Mashiach. And Mesira by itself works. Since the Matzino Mesira Ela Besfino Balechayim, Mesira does not work by Shar Metzaltlin. Shar Metzaltlin Oy Miknu B'Mesira. And even to be Koine the Niyar, Mesira will not work. And for that reason, Tosfos explains that one needs Meshicha. And Mesira is just a way of explaining how the Meshicha has to be done. That is the second Shita that we find in the Rishonim as far as how to explain Pshat in this that we learned Oisius Niknes and Mesira. The third Mahalach is a Shita of the Ramban. The Ramban explains this that we say Oisius Niknes and Mesira. Mesira is Lavdafka. And one can be Koine Oisius with any Kenyan. One can be Koine Oisius and Mesira or B'Meshicha or Bagba. As the Ramban is Matmi on the Rashbam who explains that Oisius are only Niknes and Mesira not B'Meshicha. Since Meshicha only works with Dover Shagufei Mamin, the Ramban asks, Mesira also only works with Dover Shagufei Mamin, and therefore how does Mesira work? And for that reason, the Ramban goes on to say, the Rabban were Mesakin Sheikne B'Mesira K'sheyeitu Mershos HaMeicher. And as long as it was Yatza Mershos HaMeicher, then Oisius are Niknes. And therefore, with any Kenyan, that are Moitzi, the Shtar Mershos HaMeicher, that itself is enough for the Lekech to be Koine the Oisius, and therefore Mesira, Meshicha, and Hagba all work by themselves. So again, we have three Mahachim as far as how to explain this, that we learn to Oisius, Niknes, and Mesira. The Rashbam explains that Meshicha does not work, since Meshicha only works with Dover Shagufei Mamin. And for that reason, only Mesira works, And for Mesira to work, one needs Mesira Miad Liad in order to be Koine the Oisiyas. Taisis on the other hand argues, and Taisis explains that in order to be Koine Oisiyas Mesira, one needs Meshicha. Just over here, regular Meshicha will not work, but rather one needs a Mesira Miad Liad or Das Acheres Makna as well. The Ramban on the other hand understands that Mesira by itself works, and Mesira is Lav Dafka, but rather any Kenyan, which is Maiti the Chayfetz Mishas HaMeicher, is enough to be Kaina. Since Rabban were Mesakin, Sheyikne, Kesheyetzu Mishas HaMeicher. Now, before we answer the Ramban's Kash on the Shita of the Rashbam, that what is the difference between Meshicha and Mesira? That Meshicha only works with Davar Shugufei Mamen, and Mesira works even though it is not a Davar Shugufei Mamen. And before we explain Pshat and the Shita of Taisis, that in order for Meshicha to work to be Kaina the Oisius, one needs either Mesira Mealdiyad or Das Acheres Makne, I would first like to be Makdim with the following Hakdama. When one sells a shtar, what is one selling? In Taisis, on the bottom of the fine Vavim Abbas, we find that Taisis brings the following Raya from Gemara later on, Daf Kof Mem Zainim Abbas. The Mechira Shtaris only works Medirabanon. As Taisis explains, for that reason, the Allah is Shtar Chayiv Shemachar Chaveri Vechazaru Machoy Macho. If one sold a shtar chayiv to someone else, the meicher still has a right to meichel the chayiv. From there, Taisis proves that mechira shtaris is only midrabanan. Had mechira shtaris worked minatera, the meicher would no longer have the ability to meichel the chayiv. Taisis goes on to explain this, that mechira shtaris is only midrabanan, and mechira shtaris does not work minatera, is because the karkoyes are eina bershusai. In other words, every mechira shtaris, what is taking place is that one is selling the shibud karka that he has in the other person's nechasim. The other person's nechasim, the loivah's nechasim, are meshubet to the malva. And the malva with his mechir shtoris is selling the shibud karka. And as far as shibud karka is concerned, that karka is considered einei v'shusei of the malva. And therefore mechir shtoris is only midrabanan, since one cannot sell something which is not v'shusei. Rabbi Nutam on the other hand argues, and Rabbi Nutam understands that Mechira Shtaris works Natayah. Now, okay, one has to understand Pshat and the Shita of Rabbi Nutam. What is Pshat in this? Rabbi Nutam understands that Mechira Shtaris works Natayah. What happened to the Chesaron of Einei Bershusai? And the Shiba Karka is considered Einei Bershusai as one sees from the Gemara and Pesachim and Afam and Aleph and Aleph that Taisis brings down. Since the Shiba Karka is Einei Bershusai, for that reason we should say that Mechira Shtaris is only Midrabanon. So here to explain Pshat and the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam, one can say as follows, that even though the karaka of the loiva is not Bershusei Shalom Alva, and therefore one should have the chesaron of Einer Bershusei, what the malva is selling in the Mechirah Shtaris is not the Shibo karaka, but rather what the malva is selling is the Guf HaChoyv. And as far as the Guf HaChoyv is concerned, the Guf HaChoyv is Bershusei Shal HaMalva. And since the Malva has a right to sell the Guf HaChayv to the Lekech, once the Lekech has a Guf HaChayv, automatically the Lekech will have the Shiba Karka, since the Karka is Meshubet to the Chayv. Whoever is the Baal HaChayv will automatically have the Shibud Karka. And for that reason, Ibn Atam understands that Mechir HaShtaris is Mnatira and there is no Chesaron of Einer Bershusai. That is the Chira, how one can explain Pshat and the Shita of Rabbi Nutam. But the Chira from the running Suvis one sees that one cannot explain Pshat and Rabbeinu Tam that the Mechira is taking place on the Guf HaChayv. Since Iran brings down Meshem Rabbeinu Tam, this, that according to Rabbeinu Tam, even the Mechira Shtaris is Minatira, but still the halach is that the Meicher, the Malva, has a right to Meichel the Chayv, is because all the Meicher sold was a Shibud Nechasim. The Shibud HaGuf remains by the Meicher, who is the Malva. And since the Shibud HaGuf remains by the Meicher, for that reason he has a right to Meichel the Shibud HaGuf. And once the Shibud HaGuf is Paka, automatically the Shibud Nechasim is Paka, since the entire Shibud Nechasim is only as an Orev for the Shibud HaGuf. And therefore we will say, Leika, Leiva, Leika, Orev. One needs to have a Shibud HaGuf in order to have a Shibud Nechasim. Now, if we are to understand Pshat and Rabbeinu Tam, this Rabbeinu Tam understands that Mechir HaShtaris is Minatira, is because of Mechir HaShtaris, what he is selling is this, that he is selling the Chayiv. If the Mechira is taking place in the Guf HaChayiv, then Ochayra not only should the Lekeach have the Shibud Nechasim, but the Lekeach should have the Shibud HaGuf as well. As long as the Mechir no longer has the Chayiv, Ochayra the Mechir no longer has a Shibud HaGuf either. And therefore, what right does the Mechir have to Mechal the Chayiv? he no longer has the chayiv. So from a Benatah, Mechira one sees that the Mechira is taking place in the Shiva Nechasim. Again, one can ask, if the Mechira is taking place in the Shiva Nechasim, how can Benatah possibly say that Mechira Shtaris is Mnatira? Mechira, as far as Shiva Nechasim is concerned, the Nechasim are a number Shusei Shel HaMeicher. And therefore, how can he sell the Shiva Nechasim Mnatira? So to explain Pshat HaMenatah Mechira, one has to say, as we find in the Mechasim Aritva and Bava Metzia and Perek Hazav, that the Mechasim Aritva explains that this Benatah understands that Mechira Shtaris is Mnatira. Even though, as far as the Nechasim are concerned, the Nechasim are considered a number Shusei Shel HaMalva, is because of Mechira Shtaris, the Mechira is taking place in the Shtar. He is selling the Shtar. And the Mechira Shtaris, this that he has a right to sell the Shtar, he has a right to sell the Shtar Menatayra. And since, as far as the Guf HaShtar is concerned, the Shtar was sold Menatayra, for that reason we say that the Shiva Nechasim are Nigrar Basar HaShtar. As long as the Lekeach is considered the Baal HaShtar, automatically he has a Shiva Nechasim. And even though the Nechasim are considered a number Shusei Shal HaMeicher, but still this that the Lekeach has a Shiva Nechasim is not because the Mechira took place on the Shiva Nechasim, but rather he has a Shiva Nechasim in Mewa because he has the Shtar. The Shiva Nechasim is Nigrar after the Shtar. This that one can understand, that the Shiva Nechasim is Nigrar after the Shtar. And since the Lekeach owns the Shtar Menatayra, automatically he has the Shiva Nechasim, is a chayr based on this that we find in the Achrinim. That a Shtar is not just a piece of paper, and a Shtar is not just an Eidos, a bad halva, and whoever has a Shtar has a raya that there was a halva, but rather, in the Shtar there is a Schus Gevia, and whoever has the Shtar has a Schus Gevia. And since the Shtar includes a Schus Gevia, for that reason, if one can sell the Shtar, automatically the Lekeach of the Shtar will have the Shiva Nechasim, since the Nechasim are Meshubah to whoever has a Schus Gevia. But now one has to understand both according to the first Shita of Tesis, who understands that Mechira Shtaris is only Medrabanan, and according to Rabbeinu Tam, that even though Rabbeinu Tam understands that Mechira Shtaris are Menatira, but still as far as the Guf HaChayv is concerned, the Guf HaChayv remains by the Malva, and for that reason we will say, Shtar Chayv Shemachar L'Chaveri V'Chazar U'Machu Machu. Why can't one sell the Guf HaChayv? And so too one has to understand what is Pshat in this, that according to the first sheet of Tesvis, Mechira Shtaris is only Medrabanan. Why can't one sell the Shtar Min HaTayra? And if one has the right and the ability to sell the Shtar Min HaTayra, automatically the Lekeach should have the Shiva Nechasim. And for that reason, the Meicher should no longer have the right to Meicher L'Chayv. As Tosis explains in his first Shita, this that the Meicher has the right to Meicher L'Chayv is only because we say, Mechira Shtaris Midrabanan. So to explain Pshat, in this that one cannot sell the Chayv L'Chayv, one can explain based on this, what we find in Rashi and Gitzin and Dafi Gimel on base. The Rashi explains that a Malvez Lehave Be'eino Dulekanye. In other words, a chayv is not concerned mamon be'en, which one can be kaina. In other words, even though there is a chayv, but in order to imakne, one needs to imakne something which is considered mamon be'en. A kinyan cannot be chal on a mamon which is not mamon be'en. And for that reason, one cannot be kaina the guf ha-chayv. The only thing that one could potentially be kaina is either the shiba karka, had the shiba karka not been considered eina v'shusay, or as Rabbeinu Tam explains, as we mentioned before, b'shem the Amiyuchasam Aritva, the Kenyan could be chal on the Guf HaShtar. As far as the Guf HaChayv is concerned, the Guf HaChayv is not nitin l'kenyan, since it is not be'ino du l'kanye. In Reb Chaim, in Parakhov Beis, Mehochas Mechira, we find that Reb Chaim explains another mahalach as far as this, that one cannot be kaina the Guf HaChayv. Reb Chaim proves from Tesis later on in Daf Kuf Mem Ches, and from the Shita, the Baal Mor and Bava Kama and Daf HaMavav, that a Chayv is a Barakna. And we do not say like Rashi and Gitzin, that a Chayv is not Be'en Adol Kanye, but rather a Chayv is considered Mamin Be'en, on which one can make a Kenyan. This, that one cannot sell the Chayv Menatira, is only because it is a Yavshol Me'bed Be'maisa Kenyan. One is missing the ability to Yimakne the Chayv, but the Chayv itself is considered a dover be'en on which it can be chal a kinyan, had there been a possibility to matfis a maisa kinyan in the chayiv. Just it happens to be that there is a chsar nechetimtza, the one is missing the maisa kinyan, which one can be tefis the chayiv. That is how Reb Chaim explains this, that the mechira cannot be chal on the guf ha-chayiv. So again, as far as selling the guf ha-chayiv is concerned, we find two chesrinis as far as this, and one cannot sell the guf ha-chayiv. Either, as Rashi and Gittin explains, this and one cannot sell the guf ha-chayiv is because the chayiv is not concerned mamon be'en, on which it can be chal a kinyan, or as Reb Chaim explains, one is missing in the chetimtza, one is missing in the ability to do a maisa kinyan, which can be tefis the chayiv. But as Reb Chaim goes on to explain, if the chsarn is only chsarn of echetimtza, for that reason the Baal Mar understands that one has the ability to makdish the chayiv. As far as hektish is concerned, one is not missing in the ability to be tefis the chayiv, since as far as hektish, we will say amirasi or gavoya kemisirasi lehadyit, and hektish can be chal on the chayiv, which is concerned mamon be'endu lekanye. According to Rashi, on the other hand, just like Rashi understands that a malva is not considered be'ina the lakanye, so too, according to Rashi, a malva will not be considered be'ina, on which it can be chalois hektish. Now, as far as the guf hashtar is concerned, this, that there is machlekes between the first shita of Tesis and Benotam, if one has the ability to sell the guf hashtar minatero or not, we'll clear this, that according to the first shita of Tesis, one cannot sell the guf hashtar minatero, is as we find in the Rambam in Perek Vav Mehochas Mechia Lachia Beis, that the Rambam says, Kinyan hashtaris b'derech hazeis midivei seifrim, avo minatira ein harayis niknais avo guf hadavar bovad. In other words, a mechira hashtaris, in order for the mechira to be chal minatira, one has to have the ability to sell the raya sheva hashtar. In order for the lakech to become the baal hashtar, he has to be the baal on the rayas of the shtar. And the rayas shabashtar are not gufei mamon. And since the rayas shabashtar are not gufei mamon, for that reason, mechira cannot be nitfas on the rayas minatayra. Rabbi Notam on the other end argues, and Rabbi Notam understands that one can be kaina the guf hashtar. And since one can be kaina the guf hashtar minatayra, for that reason, mechira shtaris is minatayra. So again, it comes out that by every mechira shtaris, there are a number of things that could theoretically be sold. There is an iyar of the shtar, which as the Rashbam and Tosfos both explain, is a regular metalton which is niknes b'mashicha. Then there is the shtar itself, which is either referring to the rayas of the shtar, or the schus gevia which is included in the shtar. Then there is the guf hachoiv, and then there is a shiba nechasim and the shibot haguf, which is a teilada from the choiv. Now one has to know, as far as the first sheet of Tesfis, the Mechira Shtoris works Midrabanon, what were Abanon Mechadish? Minatera, according to the first sheet of Tesfis, nothing can be Nikna. One cannot be Makna the Shiba Nechasim, since the Shiba Nechasim is Einim Bershusei. One cannot be Makna the Chayiv, since the Chayiv is not Be'en de Lekanye. And one cannot be Makna the Guf Hashtar, since Harayas Einon Niknais. What were Abanon Mesakin? That one could be Makna, and one could be Kaina. So as far as how to explain the Takana of Drabanim, we find the tremendous Machlekes HaRishenim and the tremendous Machlekes HaAchreinim. In the Gemara, later on in Perek Mishmeis, we find that the Gemara says as follows. The Gemara says, Milsa Leisa Bebari Leisa Bishchimera, and therefore Mechiras Chayiv, which is Leisa Bebari is Leisa Bishchimera. Then Mukiyesef asks the following Kasha, how can the Gemara say that Mechiras Chayiv is Leisa Bebari? Lachayra Bari has the ability to sell a Chayiv with Ksivo Mesira. Then Mukiyesef answers the Kasha by saying as follows, Devadai Bifnei Atzmai Einoi Machor, Avo Agav Haniyar Machor, Vahavi Kavir She'einoi Nimkar Ela Agav Habayis. From the Mukiyesef, one clearly sees that the Mukiyesef understands this, that there is a parasha of Mechiras Doris. And this, then now the way there's Meshubed to the Lekeach, is Agav Hashtar. The Mechira is not taking place directly in the Shibud, but rather the Mechira is taking place in the Shtar, and Agav Hashtar, one has the Shibud. And since it is only Agav Hashtar that one has the Shibud, for that reason, we will apply the rule of Milsa de Leisa Bebori Leisa Bishchimera. The Shibud by itself is not a Dovra Nimkar, can only be Nimkar Agav Hashtar. And so to Chayu, one sees in the Rosh and Simon Chaf Gimel, In the Gemara later on, Daf Kof Samach Tes on the base, the Gemara brings down the following machlokes between Rebbe and Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. In a case where someone gave karka to someone else matana, and then the makabel matana went and took the shtar matana and gave the shtar matana back to the neisen matana, do we say chazer matanase or not? Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says that we say chazer matanase. The Gemara explains this. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says chazer matanase is based on this that we say ois yes niknes b'mesira. The Rosh explains that if we are to understand like the Shitas who hold that Mechira Ashtaris is only Midrabanan, so to this that we will say Chazer Matanase according to the Shita of Rishon Ben Gamliel is only Midrabanan, since the entire Mechira Ashtaris is only Midrabanan. Now if we are to understand that Mechira Ashtaris Midrabanan is only as far as the Shibud, or as far as the Chayv is concerned, how can the Rosh possibly say that if we are told Mechira Ashtaris Midrabanan, so to as far as Chazer Matanase, which is referring to Karka Be'en, will only be Midrabanan? So from the Rosh one clearly sees that this that we say Mechira Ashtaris Midrabanan is referring to the Guf Ashtar, and the seal is taking place in the Guf Ashtar. One cannot sell the Guf Ashtar Minatira, but Rabbanu were Mesakin that one has the ability to sell the Guf Ashtar. And Agav Ashtar, that is how the Lekeach has the Shibud, like we mentioned before, B'Shem the Nimukei Yosef. So again, from the Nimukei Yosef, the Rosh and the Ksais one clearly sees that they understand this, that there's a parsha Mechira Ashtaris, is because Rabbanu were Mesakin that one has the ability to sell the Guf Ashtar. And Agav Ashtar, that is how one has the Shibud. But the Mechira is not taking place directly in the Shibud. And so too is Mavur in Rav Kiveger in our Sugya. On the other hand, in our Tesis, one clearly sees that Tesis argues, and Tesis understands this, that we say Mechiras Shtaris Midrabanan. Midrabanan, Rabbanan, or Mesakin, that one has the ability to sell the Shiva Nechasim. And the Mechira is taking place directly in the Shiva Nechasim. As we find that Tesis asks the following Kasha on the Gemara Mesachim. What is Pshat in this, how we find in the Gemara Mesachim? That one cannot be Makdish Shiva Nechasim. Why can one not be makdish as Shiva Nechasim Midrabanan? And just like Rabbanu Mesakin Mechira Ashtaris Midrabanan B'Ksiva Mesira, so too by Hekdish one should be able to be makdish as Shiva Nechasim. From Tesis one clearly sees that Tesis understands that Midrabanan one should have the ability to be makna and to be makdish as Shiva Nechasim directly. And we do not say that the Shibud can only be transferred Agav Ashtar. So again, we have a tremendous machlokes harishenim as far as this, Rabbanu or Mesakin. Mechira Ashtaris, do we say the Rabbanu or Mesakin, that one has the ability to transfer the Shibud? And Midrabanan, there is no chesaron of Einer Bershusei? Or do we understand that even Midrabanan, there is a chesaron of Einer Bershusei? This one has the ability to transfer Shibud Nechasim with Mechira Ashtaris Drabanan, is only Agav Ashtar, and Midrabanan, one has the ability to transfer the shtar, and Agav Hashtar, the Shibud is transferred as well. Tesis understands that Midrabanan one has the ability to transfer the Shibud directly. On the other hand, the Rosh, the Mukhi Yosef, and so too we find in the Achrenim, for example, Rebbe Kiveger and the Tesis understands this, the Mechira Ashtaris works, is because the Shibud is transferred Agav Hashtar, and the Mechira is taking place in the shtar. Now getting back to the Shita of the Rashbam that we mentioned before, again the Rashbam explains this, that we say Oisius are Niknes from Mesira, means to say that Oisius are only Niknes from Mesira, not from Meshicha, since Meshicha is only kind of something which is Gufei Mamen. And therefore one needs Mesira in order to be kind of the Oisius, and Meshicha will not work. As we mentioned before, the Ramban asks the following to me on the Rashbam, what is the difference between Mesira and Meshicha? Just like Meshicha only works with Davar Shagufei Mamen, so too Mesira only works with Davar Shagufei Mamen. And for that reason, the Ramban goes on to say this, that we say Oisius or Niknes Mesira is not referring to only Mesira, but rather Mesira, Meshicha, and Agba also work, since as long as the Malva was Moiti the Shtar Mirashu Sei Rabbanu Mesakin, that the Lekeach is Kleina. So to explain Pshat and the Shita of the Rashbam, this that the Rashbam understands, that Mesira is Kaina, even though it is not a Dover Shagufei Mamen, one can explain Pshat and the Rashbam with one of two Mahalchim. Either one can explain Pshat and the Rashbam by saying that even though as far as the Guf Hashtar is concerned, the Guf Hashtar is considered something which is not Gufei Mamen, and for that reason Meshicha cannot be Kaina the Guf Hashtar, since Mashiach is only kaina something which is gufei mammon, that is only referring to the guf hashtar. But as far as the chayv itself is concerned, the chayv itself is considered something which is gufei mammon. And so too we find in the Ksais HaChayshin and Simen Kuf Chafav, that even though as far as the Guf Hashtar is concerned, the Guf Hashtar is not considered a Dover Shaguf HaMamin, but the Chayv itself is considered a Dover Shaguf HaMamin. This, that Mashiach does not work as far as the Guf HaChayv is concerned, is because Mashiach is only kaina the tangible object which one was Moshech. One was not Moshech the Chayv, and one cannot be Moshech the Chayv. This emissary works as far as the Guf HaChayv is concerned, is because we consider the Shtar as a way with which one can measure the Afsira of the Chayv. And just like we find before the Gemara Daf Ayin Hei Amud Beis, as far as Mesira is concerned, as long as he is Achsa B'Talfa B'Sayra B'Ukaf Shalea, that itself is enough for us to say that he is Kaina the Guf HaBehema, since he is Eichiz, in the hand of the Behema, so too as far as the Guf HaChayv, which is considered a Davar Shukufei Mamen, as long as one is holding on to the handle of the Chayv, which the Shtar itself is considered the handle of the Chayv, for that reason with Mesira one can be Kaina the Chayv, which is considered a Davar Shukufei Mamen. That is one Mahalach with which one can explain Pshat in their Ashbam. Another Mahalach with which one can explain Pshat in their Ashbam is based on this, how we find the seeming Stira in the Shita of Rashi, as we mentioned before. Rashi explains this, that a milvah peh is not nikne, is because a milvah peh is not considered mammon be'end lekanye, as Rashi explains in Gittin. On the other end of Rashi, in Ksuvas Nafanheim base, we find that Rashi explains this, that one cannot be kine. A milvah peh be'kinyin chalipin is only because we say that a matbeah is not nikne be'chalipin. If not for this halacha, then a matbeah is not nikne b'chalipin, one would have the ability to be kaina milvah peh b'chalipin. L'chayah, what happened to the other chesaron? Then a milvah peh is not considered mamon be'en de la kanye. It is not considered mamon be'en, on which it can be chala chalais kinyin. So to answer this kasha, we find that Reb Nochum in Gittin and Daf Gimel explains pshat and Rashi as follows. Reb Nochum explains that there are two different types of kinyonim. There is a kinyan which is na'aseh beguf ha-chefetz, and then there is a kinyan that is na'aseh between the two ba'al dvarim, between the lekeach and the meicher. And then the kinyan is not nitfas in the guf ha-chefetz, but rather the kinyan is nitfas in the bylaws of the meicher, that the bylaws of the meicher is being transferred over to the lekeach. Based on this, Nochum goes on to say, this Rashi explains in Gittin, that a milvah peh cannot be nikne, since it is not mamon be'end lekanye, is only if we are referring to a kinyan which is na'aseh beguf ha-chefetz. As far as a kinyan which is na'aseh beguf ha-chefetz, a kinyan that is na'aseh beguf ha-chefetz will not work as far as a milvah peh is concerned, since a milvah peh is not mamon be'end lekanye. One does not have a chefetz on which it can be chal such a chalais kinyan. But as far as a kinyan, which is not taking place in the guf ha-chefetz, but rather the kinyan is taking place in the bailus of the ba'alei dvarim, as far as such a kinyan is concerned, one no longer has a chesaron of this, that a chayv is not considered mamon ben lekanye, but rather such a kinyan will work even as far as the chayv is concerned, since again the kinyan is not being nitfas in the guf ha-chayv, but rather the kinyan is being nitfas in the bylaws that the meicher has in the chayv. And for that reason, Reb Nochum goes on to say that as far as chalipin is concerned, this chalipin will not work as far as the milvah peh cannot be explained based on this, that we say that a chayv is not considered mamon ben lekanye, since the way chalipin works is not because there is a chalais kinyan that has been chal in the guf ha-chefetz, but rather the chalais kinyan is chal in the bylaws that the meicher has in what he is selling. And therefore, chalipin should work as far as the milvah peh is concerned, since again, chalipin is being chal in the bylaws that the meicher has in the milvah peh. And for that reason, Rashi in Ksuvos has to go and explain this, that chalipin does not work as far as the milvah peh, is only because we say that a matbeah is not nikne b'chalipin. If not for the chesaron, that a matbeah is not nikne b'chalipin, one would have the ability to makne a milvah peh b'chalipin. Based on this, you say to Reb Nochum, one can explain Pshat and the Rashbam with a different Malach, and say this that the Rashbam explains, that Mashiach does not work since it is not considered a Dover Shagufei Mamin, that is only Chesaron as far as Mashiach, since again Mashiach is a type of Kinyan, that the Kinyan is Nitfas in the Guf HaChefetz. On the other hand, the way Mesira works is not because one has a Mesira and one has a kinyan in the Guf HaChefetz, but rather by Mesira one has a Mesiras HaBailas. The Moicher is giving over his Bailas and transferring his Bailas to the Lekeach. Based on this fundamental difference between Mesira and Meshicha, for that reason, even though by Meshicha there is a chsaron of Dover Shein Guf HaMamen, but as far as Mesira is concerned, one will not have the chsaron of this, that one does not have a davar shegufei mamen, since again by Mesira the kinyan is not being nitvas in the guf hachefetz, but rather the kinyan is being nitvas in the bailas that the meicher has in what he is selling, and therefore Mesira will work even as far as something which is not gufei mamen. That is another mahalach with which one can explain pshat in the shita of the Rashbam. But now one has to understand b'chir this that the Rashbam explains, that oisis are niknes in Mesira not in Meshicha, since it is not considered a davar shegufei mamen, is because Rashbam is coming to explain the hechech of our Gemara that according to Tanakama, oisis are only niknes b'mesira, not b'meshicha. But now one has to understand, if so, how are we to understand this that our Gemara explains in the Havamina that according to Rav Nosson, oisis are niknes b'meshicha b'shtar. Well, how can meshicha work as far as oisis are concerned? What happened to Chesaron that Oisius is not considered a davar shegufei mamen, and Mashiach only works as far as something which is gufei mamen? So to explain pshat in our Gemara according to the Shita of the Rashbam, one has to say as follows, that according to the Havmin of our Gemara, this is according to Rav Nosson, Oisius are niknes in Mashiach v'shtar, and we do not say that there is a Chesaron of ein gufei mamen, is because according to Rav Nosson, the Mashiach is working as far as the guf haniyar, and as far as the Shibud is concerned, the Shibud is being nikne b'shtar. In other words, this Rav Nosson understands that one needs Meshicha and Shtar is because one needs to cover both tracks of the Mechira. And the Mechira HaShibud is not taking place with Meshicha, but rather the Mechira HaShibud is taking place with the Shtar. And since the Mechira HaShibud is taking place with the Shtar, for that reason one will not need Mesira to take care of the Chesaron of Ein Guf HaMamen, which is Zuchira based on the first pshat that we mentioned before in the Shita of the Rashbam, that even though the Chayv is considered a davar shegufei mamen, but Meshicha only works if the object that one is being Meshech is a davar shegufei mamen. And since the Chayv is abstract from the Shtar, for that reason the Meshicha and the Shtar will not work in order to be kind of the Chayv. Only Mesira will work, since again the shtar is considered the afsira of the chayv, it is considered the handle of the chayv, and therefore the mesiras hashtar one was meiser the chayv. And for that reason, according to Rav Nosson, who understands that one needs ksiva as well, and the ksiva is working as far as the guf hachayv is concerned, for that reason a regular meshicha will work as far as being kaina the guf haniyar. But now one has to understand, if the ksiva can be kaina the guf hashibud, what is pshat that one needs Meshicha in order to be kaina the niyar of the shtar? Why is it necessary for us to be kaina the niyar of the shtar in order to be kaina the shibud b'ksiva? And therefore ksiva by itself should be enough without a Meshicha. So to explain pshat, in this side of our Gemara, one has to say as follows, that as long as a shtar is tachas yad malva, and as long as a malva owns a shtar, then the shibud cannot be transferred over to the lekeach. As we find that the Rishonim say that as long as a shtar belongs to the malva, we still see the shibud as if it is augured by the malva. And as long as the shibud is augured by the malva, the shibud cannot be nikna to the lekeach. And for that reason, the Ksei brings down its Siman Samach Vav Siv Katan Ches B'Shem the Ramban and the Ritva, that one needs a Mesira to take place before the Ksiva. If the Mesira does not take place before the Ksiva cannot be Makna the Shibud, since the Shibud is still augured by the Malva who is the Meicher. And for that reason, one needs Meshicha together with Ksiva, since even though the Ksiva is Kaina the Shibud, but in order to be Kaina the Shibud, one needs Meshicha, and one needs the akna of the shtar. This that we find, that according to the Maskan of our Gemara explains the Shita of Rav Nosson, that according to Rav Nosson, one needs ksiva mesira, and meshicha ksiva is not enough, is okay because our Gemara understands the Maskana, that in order to take care of the chesaron of agida gabei, it is not enough just to be makna, the niyar of the shtar, but rather one needs the akna of the Raya Shabashtar. In order to makna the Reish Vashtar, is not enough just to do a Mashicha, but rather one needs a Mesira. That is a Chayr Pshat in our Gemara according to the Shita of the Rashbam. As we mentioned before, Taisus explains this, that we learned that Oisius are Niknes and Mesira, means to say that Oisius are Niknes and Mashicha, and one needs Mashicha in order to be Kainet the Oisius. Just one needs Mashicha together with a Mesira, and one needs Mashicha together with a Mesira Miyad V'yad, or one needs Mashicha together with a Das Acheres Makne. Taisus brings the following Raya, that our Gemara cannot mean Mesira Chudei. Taisus proves from this that we are referring to a case that the shtar is munach besimta. In a simta, mesira does not work. And since in a simta, mesira does not work, for that reason one has to explain this, that we learned oisiyos niknes mesira, is not referring to mesira chudei, but rather it is referring to mesicha together with a mesira. In the Ksais HaChoshen we find that the Ksais HaChoshen is miyashiv Tosis's raya as follows. Even though we are referring to a shtar which is munach besimta, but still one can say that mesira chudei will work. Since this, the Mesira Chudei does not work, is only because one has the option of making a better kinyan, which is Mashicha. For that reason, this, the Mesira Chudei does not work in a simta, is only if one has the option of being kinyan b'Mashicha. By a shtar, the Mashicha Chudei does not work, but rather one needs Mashicha b'hadei Mesira. For that reason, we do not consider as if one has the option to do the better kinyan of Mashicha, and therefore Mesira Chudei has the ability to be kaina even without a Mashicha. The Ksais HaChoshen goes on to say this, that Taisus understands that since we are referring to a shtar which is munach besimta, for that reason one cannot say that Mesira Chudei works, is because Taisus understands this, that Mesira Chudei does not work in a simta, is not because one has the option of doing a better kinyan of Mashicha, but rather this, that Mesira Chudei does not work in a simta, is based on this that we find in Taisus in Kiddushin and Daf Chaf Hei Mabes, that Mesira does not work in a simta since it is considered the Rishos of the Meicher. And Mesira does not work by Rishos HaMeicher. And for that reason, so too Mesira and Ashtar will not work in a simta, since the Ashtar is considered by Rishos HaMeicher. But as we find in the Achinim, the Achinim are Medayik, in Taisus Nor Sugya, Taisus Nor Sugya understands this, that Mesira does not work in a simta, is not because it is considered by Rishos HaMeicher. But rather, Taisus understands that this, that Mesira does not work in a simta, is because one has the option of doing a better kinyan of Mashicha. If someone has to understand what is pshat in the Raya of Taisus, then Mesira by Oisius cannot mean Mesira Chudei, since Mesira does not work in a simta, if Mashicha does not work in a simta either, and therefore one does not have the option of doing the better kinyan of Mashicha. So to explain pshat and Taisus, okay, one can explain pshat and Taisus with the following Mahalach, that Taisus understands that Mashicha Chudei works by Shtaris. This, that one needs a Mesira, and one needs either a Mesira Miyad Liyad, or one needs a Das Acheres Makne, is only in order for us to see that the Mashicha is taking place in a Shtar. In other words, since, as we mentioned before, every Shtar is made up of a Guf HaNiyar, and is also made up of the Raya Sheba Ashtar, if one would have a Mashicha Chudei without a Mesira Miyad Liyad, or Mashicha Chudei without Das Acheres Makne, there is nothing which will define that the Mashicha is taking place in the Raya Sheba Ashtar, but rather the entire Mashicha is only taking place in the Guf HaNiyar. And in order for Mashicha to work, one has to see that the Mashicha is taking place in the Guf Ashtar, in the Raya Sheba Ashtar. And therefore one needs to have a Mesira Miyad Liyad, or a Das Acheres Makne, to define the Mashicha. What is being kind is the Mashicha. And since one has the option of being kind of a Mashicha, for that reason, Taisus understands that Mesira will not work in a simta, since one has the option of being kind of a Mashicha. In the Ramban, as we mentioned before, the Ramban understands that any kinyan will work. Mesira will work, Mashicha will work, and Agbah will also work. The Ramban, and so to the Rashba, go on to say, Shamashicha, Mesira, Vagbah, Shavim, Behen, Shengufan, Mocher, Vekonui, V'raya shebohen einon imsheches v'nigbaas v'mashichoson, v'ofichach v'yitzichu bohen hagbohu mashicha. In other words, the Ramban and the Rashba both understand that as far as the Raya Sheba Ashtar, there is no kinyan that can work as far as the Raya Sheba Ashtar are concerned. And the Mashicha or Hagbohu also cannot be kinyan of the Raya Sheba Ashtar. And since Mashicha and Hagbohu cannot be kinyan of the Raya Sheba Ashtar, this that Mesira works is only because we say that with Mesira he was Moitzi the Shtar Meir Shusai. And he was Moitzi the Rayash of Ashtar Meir Shusai. And as long as he was Moitzi the Rayash of the Shtar Meir Shusai, Rabbanu were Mesakin, the one has the ability to be Kain of the Shibud. And either the Shibud is Nikna with the Ksiva, or the Shibud is Nikna with the Mesira. Since again with the Mesira he was Moitzi the Rayash Meir Shusai. And as far as being Moitzi the Rayash Meir Shusai, there is nothing better about Mashiach and Agbah more than Mesira, and therefore even in a symptom Mesira will work, since as far as being Moitzi the Rayas Mirashusa, we do not say the one has the option of doing a better Kenyan, since as far as being Moitzi Rayas Mirashusa, they are all Shavin, and therefore the Ramban and the Rashba both explain that Mesira Uchudei will work in a Simta. So again, as you mentioned before, the Ramban, the Ritva, and the Rashba all understand this, that according to Rav Nosson, one needs Ksiva Mesira. The Kenyan of the Ksiva is a Kenyan on the Shibud. The Mesira is just a way of being Moitzi the Rayas Mirashusai. As long as the Rayas are Bishusai, one cannot be Kain of the Shibud B'Ksiva. And for that reason, the Ramban and the Ritva both say that one needs that the Mesira should take place before the Ksiva in order that the Ksiva should be Kaina. In our Gemara, we find that our Gemara says as follows: Amar Amemar Holchasa Isias Niknas and Mesira Karevi. Amar Avashu Amemar Gemara Isfara. Amar Gemara. Amar Avashi Isfara Nami Uda Isias Mili Nino Mili Ben Mili Le Mekanyan. According to this Gersa in our Gemara, which is the Gersa of the Rashbam, our Gemara proves Misfara that Isias are Niknas Ben Mesira. And one cannot say that one needs Ksiva as well, since Ksiva cannot work, since as far as Ksiva, one will have the problem of Mili b'Mili l'mekanyan. The Shtar itself is Mili, and therefore we will say that a Shtar cannot be Kaina another Shtar. That is the Gersa of the Rashbam in our Gemara, and that is how the Rashbam explains Pshat in Mili b'Mili l'mekanyan. In the other Rishonim, we find that the other Rishonim are Geras another Geras in our Gemara, and the Rishonim are Geras Omer Amemer Hilchesa Ein Oisyes Niknes B'Mesira. And on that, Rav Ashi goes and explains Svaranamiu, the Oisyes Mili Ninu Mili B'Mili L'Mekanyan. Now, as far as how to explain Mili B'Mili L'Mekanyan, that for that reason Rav Ashi proves Misfar that Oisyes are not Niknes B'Mesira, we find two Mahalchim in the Rishonim. Tosfos and Ben Yonah explain this Gemara refers to Mesira Shtar as Mili, since he says, Kani Lach Shtar Zeda Hainu Mili Ba'oma. In other words, the Mili that our Gemara is referring to is this, that he has to define the Mesira as a Mesira Sashtar. And since he's defining the Mesira as a Mesira Sashtar with Mili, for that reason there is a Chsarin of Mili B'Mili Le'Mekanyan. Rabbi Nuyena goes on to say that since necessity for a Ksiva is because in order to define the Mesira as a Mesira Sashtar, not just as a Mesira Sniar Ba'alma, it is not enough just to have Mili, but rather one needs the Ksiva in order to define the Mesira. For that reason, the Iker Kinyan is the Mesira. The Ksiva is just the Maisa with which one is defining the Mesira as a Mesira Sashtar, not just as a Mesira Sniar. Based on the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, that the entire purpose of Ksiva is just coming to define the Mesira, then Uchaya one will need to have the Ksiva before the Mesira, which is the exact opposite of the Shita of the Rishonim that we mentioned before. The Ramban and the Ritva both say that in order for Ksiva and Mesira to work, one needs the Mesira before the Ksiva. The Ramban and the Ritva understand that the Ikka Kenyan which is taking place is that the one is being Makna the Shibud, and that Kana Shibud is being Chal with the Ksiva. The Mesira is just necessary in order to enable the Ksiva to Makna the Shibud. Rabbi Nina, on the other hand, understands what is taking place is this, the one is being Makna the Shtar, just to define that the Mesira is a Mesira Sashtar, and this, that there is a Knaas Hashtar with the Mesira, one needs a Maisek Siva. And for that reason, we find in Shulchan Aruch, in Simon Samach Vav Sif Beis, that there are Shitas that hold that for the Ksiva to work, one does not have to Meisir that Shtar that was Nechtav. Since again, the Ksiva is not a regular Shtar Kenyan, as far as a regular Shtar Kenyan is concerned, one needs to be Moisa the Shtar Kinyan in order for the Shtar Kinyan to be Kaina. On the other hand, in our Gemara, the entire purpose of Ksiva is in order to take care of the Chsarin of Mili. The Kinyan is being Chal with the Mesira. This that the other Rishonim understand, that the Iker Kinyan is the Ksiva. The Mesira is just necessary to enable the Ksiva to Makne the Shibud, so too we find in the Rosh and Siman Dalet. Another nafkamina between these two shitas. As far as Ksiva Masira is concerned, what is the Iker Kinyan? Is the Iker Kinyan the Masira, or is the Iker Kinyan the Ksiva? Is as we find in the Ksais, is as far as what type of shtar does one have to write? Is a shtar that was nechtav berkoyis? Does such a shtar work or not? As far as Kinyan is concerned, a shtar nechtav berkoyis does not work. To be kaina, a shtar nechta berkoyis only works for a raya. So if we are to understand that the Iker kinyan is taking place with the ksiva, and the ksiva is a regular shtar kinyan, then a shtar hanechta berkoyis should not work. On the other hand, if we are to understand that the Iker kinyan is taking place with a mesira, just one needs a maisa in order to define the mesira, then a shtar hanasa berkoyis can work as well. Now getting back to our Gemara, this that we mentioned that according to the other Rishonim, according to Rav Nosson, that one needs ksiva masira, the Iker kinyan is with the ksiva, the masira just enables the ksiva to be kaina. The Rishonim explain other mahalach as far as how to understand this. Our Gemara says, mili b'mili l'makanyan, for that reason one needs ksiva masira. The Rishonim explain that Meshicha itself is considered mili, since the Meshicha itself cannot be tefes the raya sheba ashtar, like we mentioned before, b'shem the Ramban and the Rashba, that as far as the raya sheba ashtar, there is no kinyan that one can do to be teifis the raya shabashtar, and for that reason one needs a ksiva. So again, we have two mahalach in the Rishonim as far as how to explain pshat in this argamar. It says mili b'mili loy makanyan. If we are gairis in our Gemara, the argamar is coming to prove that halach is ein ois yes niknes mesira, and one needs ksiva mesira. Tosis and Benyina explain pshat in our Gemara, that our Gemara is referring to this, that one is defining the Mesira as a Mesira Sashtar. Since one is defining the Mesira as a Mesira Sashtar with Mili, for that reason there is a Chsar in a Mili b'Mili l'Mekanyan. On the other hand, the Rashba, another Rishonim explain this, our Gemara says Mili b'Mili l'Mekanyan, for that reason one needs Ksiva Mesira, is because the Meshicha cannot work as far as the Rayas of the Shtar are concerned, and therefore the entire Kinyan of the Rayas Shabashtar are only taking place with the Mili that he is saying, a Mili b'Mili l'Mekanyan. But now one has to understand, according to the Shita of Tesis, who explains Pshat in our Gemara like Rabbein Yena, that our Gemara is referring to the Mili of Kani Lachiyu, and defining the Mesira as a Mesiras Hashtar has a Chsar Nemili B'Mili L'Mekanyan Ocher to come out. That the Ksiva is just coming to define the Mesira without the Chsar Nemili, since the Ksiva is a Maisa. And so too is Meduyik in Tesis. From this, that Tesis ends off by saying that by Ksivas Hashtar, Einu Chamaisa Godol Mizeh. But if so, it will come out, Beshitas HaTesis, that even according to the Shita of Rav Nosson, the Takana, the Rabbanon of Mechira Hashtaris, was a Mechira in the Guf Hashtar, and the Mechira is taking place in the Guf Hashtar. As we mentioned before from Tesis, it is Mukhrach HaTesis understands that the Takana of the Rabbanon was this, Rabbanon of Mesakin, that one has the ability to Makne the Shibud. So to explain pshat in the Shita of Teisus Achaya, one has to say as follows, that our Gemara means to say that to define the Mesira with Mili, one has a Chsarne Mili ben Mili le'mekanyan, and therefore the way Mechira Shtaris works is with an entirely different Mahalach, and the way it works is with the Ksiva Mesira, and the Aknah is Aknah Sashibod with the Ksiva. As is Meduyik in Teisus HaTesis says, Abo Kesha Kosev Shtar B'Shmoy Al HaShibod. And even though this, the Mesira L'Chudei does not work, is only because there is a Chsar in that one cannot define the Mesira as a Mesira HaShtar with Mili. But the Ksiva HaShtar is not coming to define the Mesira, but rather the Ksiva HaShtar is coming to Makne the Shibod. In the Gemara we find the Rapapa says as follows, Haiman Demazma Yishtar L'Chavei Tzarech Mech Tvei Kani L'Achu V'Chol Shibud HaDebei. In the Rishonim we find the tremendous machlokes as far as how to explain the shakra v'tayr of our Gemara between Rav Ashi and Rav Papa. The Rashbam explains pshat in this. Rav Ashi says, the Rav Ashi understands that Oisius are nicknames from Mesira. Since we say v'chilatzal pitzul chisei hu tzarech, for that reason one does not need to have a ksiva, but rather mesira by itself works. According to a papa on the other end who says in lotzer v'lotzer, that we say latzal pitzul chisei hu tzarech, for that reason according to a papa one needs ksiva u mesira, and the ksiva is coming to take care
of the tzad of water al pitu chisei hu tzarech.
In the other Rishonim, on the other end, we find that the other Rishonim are chilek on the Rashbam and explain that the purpose of the ksiv is not coming to take care of the tzad of water al pitu chisei hu tzarech, but rather the shakva v'tar of our Gemara is a shakva v'tar as far as what one has to write. Does one have to write kanilach iu v'chol shibuda, or is it enough if one writes kanilach iu? According to our papa, that there is a tzad of water al pitu chisei hu tzarech, the reason one has to write kanilach iu v'chol shibuda. On the other hand, according to Ravashi, who understands that there is no chash of water pitzu chisei, for that reason all one needs is kani lachiyu. One does not need kani lachiyu of a choshi buddha debay. But now here one has to understand pshat in the shita of the Rashbam, who explains this how needs ksiva mesira, is based on this. Rav Papa says in lotzer v'lotzer, here will come out that the entire purpose of the ksiva is only in order to prove that he does not need the niyar of the shtar, but rather he needs the shibud. If so, l'chayr the ksiva is only coming for raya, and there is no kinyan taking place with the ksiva. And therefore, how can the Rashbam go on and explain? This our Gemara proves, according to the girsa of the Rashbam, that oisius or niknes and mesir one does not need ksiva. Since as far as ksiva, one will have the chesaron emili b'mili le'makanyan, what kinyan is taking place with the ksiva, the entire kinyan is only taking place with the mesira, and the ksiva is just the raya. He does not mean lotzer, and therefore one should not have the chesaron emili b'mili le'makanyan. So to explain pshat in the sheet of the Rashbam l'chayr, one has to say as follows, that even though the mechayev of ksiva is based on the tzad of lotzer al pitzu chisei hu tzarech, but still for that reason Rabbanu were mesaken that the kinyan is taking place with the ksiva u'mesira, and now the ksiva is necessary for the kinyan. And since the ksiva is necessary for the kinyan, for that reason there is a chesaron emili b'mili le'makanyan. That is one mahalach with which one can explain pshat in the shita of the Rashbam. So as far as the shita of Rav Nosson understands that in order to be kinyan shtaris, one needs ksiva mesira. As far as how to understand ksiva mesira, we find a number of mahalachim in the Rishonim. According to Ramban, the Ritva, and so to achir is a mashmos of the Rosh, the kinyan that is taking place is this, that one is being kinyan the shibud with the ksiva. One needs the mesira to enable the ksiva to be kinyan of the shibud. And so to l'chayr is a shita of tesis as well, that midrabbanan and rabbanan were mesaken, the one has the ability to be kinyan of the shibud. According to Ben Yena, on the other hand, the ikar kinyan is a mesira, and with the mesira one is being kinyan of the shtar. Just the ksiva is coming to define the mesira, that the mesira is a mesira sashtar, not just a mesira as niyar ba'oma. In the Shita Sakhamainim, we find that the Shita Sakhamainim explains that the way Ksiva Masir works is because with the Ksiva one is being kind of the Shtar. And so too, as you mentioned before, is a mashmos of the Rashbam and our Sugya. And so too, Achir is Mukhrach in the Shita of the Rambam as well. Now let's go on to the next Gemara. Our Gemara asks the following Kasha, Mili B'Mili Makanyan. Achir, we find that Mili B'Mili are Makanyan. From this, the Rechia Bar Oven Amar of Huna says, Shoisha Shtarasein. Trey Hada Amoran Idachim Kada Meicher Vekasa Vesashtar. Oisa Shashanino Kaisun Shtar Meicher Afo Bishenu Keachime Kivin Shechzik Zabakaka Nikne Shtar Vechol Mokim Shehu. Vizui Shashanino Nechasim Shein Amarchayas Niknenim Nechasim Sheish Amarchayas Vekasef Ushtar Vechazaka. So from there, our Gemara wants to prove that Mili B'Mili are Mekanyan. Our Gemara is Deicha, the Kasha is saying, Agav Shaini. From this, our Gemara refers to the shtar that is being nikne ba'agav as mili. One sees, as Iran explains, that the rayas of the shtar are considered mili. And in order to have the rayas, one has to be kinyan the guf hashtar, the knias haniyar is not enough. If all one would have would be the niyar, the rayas of the shtar would not work, since one would have the chesaron of mipik savam. One has to be kaina the rayas sheba hashtar, one has to be kaina the guf hashtar. And for that reason, our Gemara understands that the guf hashtar is considered mili, and therefore one should have the chesaron of mili b'mili le'makanyan. This our Gemara has a shakavataya. If agav is considered mili, as far as the chesaron of mili b'mili le'makanyan, we find in the Rashbam that the Rashbam explains pshat on the shakra v'tayi of our Gemara as follows. Then the havmin of our Gemara understands that this agav work is based on the rotzen of the meicher. In other words, the kinyan of agav is chal with the gemiras das. Just the maisa kinyan, which is goyimer daitai, is a maisa kinyan of agav.
but the kinyan of agav is chal with the gemiras das, and the metalton are nikna agav karka with the gemiras das of the makna. And therefore, Gemara understands that one should have the chesarna mili b'mili le'mekanyan. One cannot be kinyan mili with just the gemiras das. On that, our Gemara is chayzer, and our Gemara says that agav, the kinyan of agav is not just the kinyan of gemiras das, but rather the kinyan of agav is a regular maisa kinyan. It is as if he is doing a maisa kinyan in the metalton that are nikna agav akarka. As Rashbam goes on to say, v'lav hainu mili al maisa godlu k'mishichas ha'mamen atzmai. And for that reason, one does not have the chesaron of mili b'mili le'mekanyan. That is how the Rashbam explains pshat on the shakla v'tarya of our Gemara.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.